By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for global solidarity with Africa as an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic, saying international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. Guterres said Wednesday he commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures and to rely on regional cooperation to try to stop the spread of the virus. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 has killed more than 2,800 people. The largest number of confirmed cases in Africa are in South Africa, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, and Nigeria. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday her government wants dialogue with China but cannot accept its proposal for one country, two systems. In a speech after being sworn in for her second term and final term in office, Tsai said relations between Taiwan and China had reached a historical turning point. She said both sides have a duty to find a way to coexist over the long term and prevent antagonism and differences. Tsai and her Democratic Party, Progressive Party, won January's presidential parliamentary elections by a landslide, vowing to stand up to China, which claims Taiwan as its own and says it would be brought under Beijing's control by force if needed. China has stepped up its military drills near Taiwan since Tsai's re-election, flying fighter jets into the island's airspace and sailing warships around Taiwan. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said he is considering imposing a ban on travel from Brazil as the country's daily death toll from the coronavirus jumped to a record 1,179 on Tuesday. Brazil overtook Britain on Monday to become the country with the third highest number of confirmed infections behind Russia and the United States. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro, an ideological ally of President Trump, has been widely criticized for his handling of the outbreak, such as opposition to restrictions on movement he sees harmful to the economy. President Trump is defending his promotion and personal use of an anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, as a medication against COVID-19. Trump said thousands and thousands of frontline healthcare workers are taking the hydroxychloroquine, and it's endorsed by many doctors. Physicians, however, say there are serious risks associated with taking the drug, including the threat it could interfere with heart rhythm. There is no solid scientific evidence that the drug can prevent or treat the disease caused by the coronavirus. In the U.S., more than 1.5 million people have been diagnosed with the coronavirus, and 90,000 have died. Several people associated with the White House have tested positive for COVID-19 just this month. President Trump says his cuts to the World Health Organization funding will go from temporary to permanent if the agency does not commit to some improvements within the next 30 days. Among his specific criticisms, Mr. Trump said the WHO made repeated claims about the virus that were grossly inaccurate or misleading. He said the agency did not properly pressure China for timely admissions of international experts and that it praised China's internal travel restrictions while opposing Trump's decision to ban entry to travelers from China. And voters in Burundi will choose the country's new president and members of parliament and local officials in Wednesday's elections, which are tempered by the challenge of the coronavirus outbreak and allegations of voter suppression. Burundi's election marks the country's first step in moving away from President Pierre Nkurunziza's 15-year reign, which has been marked by allegations of human rights abuses and his controversial decision to seek a third five-year term 5 years ago, which propelled the country into an economic crisis. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.